It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. We're joined today by the Honorable Michelle Fischbach, who represents the 7th Congressional District of Minnesota. Great to see you.
Good to see you, too. Happy to be with you.
Now, if I recall, you were a member at one time, were you, of the House Ag Committee?
Yes, absolutely. I was the first year I was here, or the first term I was here, I was a member of the Ag Committee. And since I've moved over to Ways and Means and Budget, so...
And really, when you, some will think, well, you're not on the Ag Committee, you're not serving Ag, but that's actually...
Oh, that's not
nowhere
true.
Near the truth, is
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Well, you know, you take a look at the Ways and Means Committee, and I'm on the Trade Subcommittee, and trade is so important to ag. And then we talk about taxes in Ways and Means. That's so incredibly important to all of our business farmers, and so you know, estate tax. You know, when I was on the Ag Committee the first term I was here, is we talked a lot about that estate tax and the stepped up basis, and that's all in part of the Ways and Means. So I work very closely with the members of the Ag Committee. Brad Finstead, who's from Minnesota, he border his district. He's on the, and he is an ag superstar. And so we work together all the time, you know, and I think that, you know, for Minnesotans, and Texans do this a lot, is, you know, you spread out so that you're on different committees and can have a hand in each of those areas to help the area, help ag, help Minnesota, help those districts. So it's something that we do a lot of work together on, not only, you know, not Ways and Means, but that ag. And on budget, you know, right now we are looking at the farm bill, and there's issues with some of the CBO scores because we need to make sure that we're paying for that, for everything great that we've done in the farm bill. And so working with CBO to make sure that they understand how that things need to be scored so that we can pay for that bill.
Yeah, and I'm so glad that you brought that up, because economists don't always understand ag and how things work and the intent that Congress had, right?
Well, absolutely. And I think in terms of the CBO scores, they're underestimating what's actually in that budget and what's being used. So we need to make sure that they give us full credit for that so that we can pay for that farm bill.
If you could pay for it or write it, ag trade and increasing, you'd find a way to do it. Oh. How important is trade for ag?
Oh, I think we all know that it's critical. We need to have markets for our goods, and we need to be able to. And we can't be dependent on one place. We can't send all of our beans to China. We have to make sure that we're opening markets other places. And not too long ago was part of a delegation to Mexico and to Ecuador and to some of the South American countries so that we could, you know, start that conversation. Because the Biden administration is not doing it plain and simple. They are not doing what they need to be doing for ag trade. And so we are doing what we can, you know, in the farm bill, but also trying to open up those markets and trying to get that discussion started so that, you know, and we had the issues with GMO corn in Mexico. So we were talking to the president of Mexico about that, but also making sure that they understand that we are interested, because the Biden administration is not pursuing the kinds of things that they need to. You know, we've had Ambassador Tai in front of roundtables and in front of Ways and Means on several occasions. And they, plain and simple, they are just not pursuing free trade agreements. They're just not. And she admitted it. And so we need to push best we can at our, you know, from Congress, that we're getting those markets open, because farmers and everybody understands the importance of having those markets open.
I believe as I watched that, the comments were trade agreements that might work well for ag don't work well for others. But if ag is not making it, can anybody else?
You know, I think if there's a concern that those aren't working for everybody, then we need to focus. Then we need to focus them and make sure they work for ag. And we can leave the other things out. We can, I mean, but if they were doing their work, they would understand that those could be two separate agreements.
Farm bill. Team that up. House will get their crack at it first. Passes the House, then we'll see what the Senate does. And we've got a long road still ahead. When you look at that process, How important is it for your producers?
You know, the Farm Bill is critical. We need to make sure that we do that this year. And I will say this. I think that Chairman Thompson has done a wonderful job dealing with all the different aspects that he needs to deal with. He's been around the country, you know, getting input from various, you know, groups and individuals from across the country. And I think he's done a great job. And I'm very happy, you know, with the crop insurance portion of it. I'm very happy with that he does increase money for those trade programs. And I am excited to, they have it in committee tomorrow. And so we'll see about the markup tomorrow, but I'm excited to get things started and move. And from what I hear about the Senate bill, there's some differences, but they're not as bad as you think. They're not completely opposed. And so I think that once it gets passed, once it gets to that conference committee point, I think that it will just be putting a finer point on things. But I think we need to do it. We need to do it this year. We need to get it done for, you know, because like I said, there's great things about in crop insurance with, you know, with beginning farmers, with veterans and helping out farmers in general, because that's part of their risk management tool. And so we need to make sure that it's strong and they can still use it. And like I said, mention the trade. Absolutely, because it is something that we need to make sure we're doing for our farmers is opening up those trade markets.
So good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Thanks for your time and your work.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I appreciate just having the opportunity to say a few words.
When she's back home, she's in the 7th Congressional District of Minnesota, but she's in Washington right now, the Honorable Michelle Fischbach, joining us on today's Agribusiness Report.